and there are just 47 days left until Election Day. The first presidential debate is on Monday. And today, anger from the Trump campaign about the latest reporting from the Washington Post reporter David Farenthold, who says Trump used money from his foundation to settle lawsuits for his for-profit businesses. The foundation is funded almost entirely by other people's money. Here's Trump campaign manager Kellyanne Conway talking with CNN's Aaron Burnett.
There are many lawsuits every day against people. I think that's a bridge too far. I think you're making things up based on facts as they are not reported in this story.
Well, joining us now is NPR lead political editor Domenico Montanaro. Hi, Domenico.
Good afternoon.
And we spoke with David Farenthold just the other day about the reporting he's been doing. He's been reporting on this subject for a while. But remind us briefly of what is alleged here about the Trump Foundation.
Well, essentially, what David Farenthold has reported in this new reporting is that together he used about $258,000 from his charity, from his foundation, to settle some lawsuits that benefited his businesses. That's the rough breakdown of it. He essentially cut two checks from the foundation. One stemmed from like a flagpole that was built too high at Mar-a-Lago and had to settle with Palm Beach City in Florida. And they agreed to waive fines against him if he donated $100,000 to a veterans charity. But Donald Trump has not contributed any money to his own foundation
right.
since at least 2008. So he's essentially using other people's money to then settle something that would benefit his businesses.
Which is also not legal, correct? It's called self-dealing.
Well, and, you know, we haven't seen if anybody brings up any investigation into this yet. You know, the New York Attorney General has been on the case in other parts of the foundation reporting, but this reporting is pretty new. So we'll see where this winds up going or if the IRS asks, pushes back against Trump as they have with, for example, the Pam Bondi case where they donated some money to her and then her investigation into Trump University was dropped.
Meanwhile, Domenico, the Clinton Global Initiative is closing its annual meeting today in Manhattan. Bill Clinton is there and said yesterday it would be the final meeting for the initiative should Hillary Clinton win the presidency. But a lot of people also looking at that and saying, why is this going on now, given how close we are to the election, how much criticism there's been of the Clinton Foundation? Why is he holding this big Clinton Global Initiative this year in New York?
Well, it's something that Bill Clinton holds every year in conjunction with the UN General Assembly, which is also going on. And he's pushed back on this and said that he doesn't find the charges or allegations to be founded and that he doesn't want to be reactive where he's, you know, because if he were to cancel it, then people would say, see, he's admitting something wrong. Plus, we should also point out it was this week 4 years ago that Mitt Romney went and spoke before CGI when Mitt Romney was the Republican nominee for president and said that one of the best things that can happen to any cause, to any people, is to have Bill Clinton as their advocate, especially for needy and neglected causes. So it's not like CGI was always a bad thing when it came to Republicans. It just so happens it happens to be that way this time around.
So as we mentioned, the first presidential debate is on Monday. Can't believe it's coming up so soon. And earlier this week, Trump accused the moderator, Lester Holt, of NBC of being a Democrat. It turns out he is a registered Republican. What do you make of that? And what are you expecting from Holt on Monday?
Well, Lester is a good man. He's a professional. He'll do a fine job, I'm sure. And Trump here is really just trying to work the refs. He said far more about other moderators of these debates as well. And that's to be expected from Donald Trump. But I have tremendous confidence in Lester Holt's ability and judgment.
Meanwhile, you have been looking at the polls all across the country. You published an updated battleground map this week on NPR's website based on polling for the presidential race. And it looks like Trump does have a better path to winning than he did a month ago.
He certainly does. I mean, if you were to look last month, it was like road closed signs were up on every potential path that Donald Trump could go down. Now, there is at least one in which he could get to 270. It's still a very, very narrow path. He's leading now or tied in a host of eye popping places like Florida, Ohio, Iowa and Nevada. It's still not enough. He could take, though, a state like New Hampshire and North Carolina, where he's tied or slightly behind, That would get us to a 269-269 tie. And if he could pick up one more delegate out of or electoral vote out of Maine, which splits out its electoral votes, then he would win a very close 270-268. That's the path right now, but Clinton still leads.
This is why you all have to watch Veep, because they've played this out. NPR lead political editor Domenico Montanaro, thank you.
Thanks. Or look at the NPR Battleground map.